A tradition of many years' duration in the decades during which the New York Times owned WQXR continues this morning. Hi, I'm Jeff Spurgeon. This is The Washington Report with David Sanger, chief Washington correspondent for The New York Times, with a preview of the week's top stories. Today, David joins us by phone from Vienna, where he's covering the nuclear talks between the U.S., France, Russia, the U.N. Nuclear Agency, and Iran. That's a lot of parties and a lot of agenda. David, what is the goal of these talks?
The goal here for the United States, Jeff, is to buy some time. You know, when they sat down with the Iranians for the first time on October 1st, and this was really the first serious conversations that we've had, certainly on nuclear issues, in many, many years with the Iranians, the Iranian delegation agreed in principle to take a big load of the nuclear fuel that Iran has built up and move it out of the country and allow the Russians and the French to turn it into a certain kind of enriched uranium that they can use in a reactor that they use for medical purposes. Now, while that sounds incredibly technical, it has a huge impact for the United States, because if they can get this uranium out of the country, it's a way of saying to the Israelis and others, hey, we have a year or two to go negotiate out a deal here. But in the interim, the Iranians have made some noises about backing away from that agreement. And if it falls apart, that could be the end of the engagement before it even began.
Is the goal of the talks this week then to feel out Iran and its willingness to persuade them to go ahead with their commitment to allow this fuel to be shipped out?
It's actually to cut a deal. It's to write a contract and get the Iranians to agree on how much they'll pay to have this stuff turned into the kind of fuel they need and so forth. But just this morning, as the negotiators were arriving here in Vienna, we heard the Iranians say that if they didn't get a deal to their liking, they'd just go ahead and do this themselves, which would put us in a worse spot, because it would mean that they were enriching the uranium beyond the level used for reactors and closer to what you use for weapons.
How long are the talks expected to run this week?
Well, they're expected to run for 2 days, and I can't imagine that they would go much beyond that. It's a fascinating thing to see this play out in Vienna, which, of course, was the center of so many Cold War negotiations, and now, because it's the home of the International Atomic Inspectors, has become the home of this set of negotiations and this confrontation as well.
All right, David, what else is on the agenda for the Washington Bureau of the New York Times this week?
Well, Afghanistan in a big way. We had some news yesterday when the administration seemed to signal that they weren't going to have the president make a decision on sending additional troops until the Afghans decided how to hold a runoff election. In other words, this was President Obama saying that unless we had a legitimate government in Afghanistan, we're not going to commit more forces, or until we have a legitimate government, we would not commit more forces there. And, of course, health care, because a bill that many over the summer thought was dead seems to be speeding right along, and it now looks increasingly likely that the president will get something. He just may not get what he originally wanted.
All right. Thank you, David, for the look at what's happening today in Vienna and a little bit of a look at the week ahead as well. David Sanger, New York Times chief Washington correspondent. And that's The Washington Report here on Classical 105.9 FM, WQXR.